The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami in 1994. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Verse 64 through 79. The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami in 1994. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Verse 64 through 79.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda
Jaya Jaya Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinoda
Magakaro di vachalam mangulangayate giringati bhata mangvande se guru nirajam Paramananda madhavam se chaitam nishwaram Eidupi kautuk kori sachira nandam Antardana koi loke ho na pai darasar Srimale chatubhuja murti dekhi venkata dhre chale Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at Tirupati and Trimala where he saw a four-handed deity. Then he next proceeded toward Venkat Hill. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has actually described the chronological order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit. The Tirupati temple is sometimes called Tirupatur. It is situated on the northern side of Arcota in the district of Chandragiri. It is a famous holy place of pilgrimage. In pursuance of his name, Venkateshwar, the four-handed Lord Vishnu, the deity of Balaji, with his potencies named Shri and Bhu, is located on Venkata Hill, about 8 miles from Tirupati. This Venkateshwar deity is in the form of Lord Vishnu, and the place where he is situated is known as Venkata Kshetra. There are many temples in South India, but this Balaji temple is especially opulent. A great fair is held there in the months of September and October. There's a railway station called Tirupati on the Southern Railway. Nimna Tirupati is located in the valley of the Venkata Hill. There are several temples there also, among which are Govinda Raj and the deity of Lord Ramachandra. Tirupati and Tirumala was visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Tirumala is on top of the Venkatachal, the Venkat mountain range. And Tirupati is at the base of the hill. When Ramanujacharya reached the Venkata hill, he didn't want to touch the hill with his feet. So he was going to climb up the hill on his knees, because the whole hill was not different from Anantasesha, the divine hill. But then And that way, it'd be very difficult for devotees to take darshan if they had to crawl up the hill 8 miles on their knees. So somehow he permitted the devotees could go by foot. But the whole hill, if you see from the side, you can see how there's like coils of Ananta Sesh on which the Lord is residing. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has placed the lotus footprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the Tirumala Hill. There's a small temple there on the Parikram path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus footprint to commemorate Lord Chaitanya's visit. This deity of Balaji, Prabhupada said Balaji actually means child. It's a form of child Krishna. There's a special Leela avatar of Lord Krishna from the previous Kali Yuga. And he came as Srinivasa and he had two hands. It was on the request of Ramanuja that Balaji manifested two more hands. Ramanuja was the incarnation of Ananta Sesha, also it is celebrated, and he comes in the Lakshmi Sampradaya. So he worships the Lord in the mood of Narayan. We have a temple in Tirupati, and to facilitate the pilgrims who visit this kshetra. It's the most popular temple in South India. Not too far from our Tirupati temple is the Govinda Raj deity. Tripati asya kailo si rama darasam Raghunatha age kailo pranamastava. After arriving at Tripati, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra. He offered his prayers and obeisances before Ramachandra, the descendant of King Raghu. Saprabhavi loka sabar koraya vishmoy pananara singhe aila prabhu dayamoy. Everywhere Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, his influence astonished everyone. He next arrived at the temple of Pananara Simha. The Lord is so merciful. Purport, this Pana Narasimha or Panakal Narasimha is located in the district of Krishna in the hills known as Mangalagiri, about 7 miles from a city known as Vijayawada. One must climb 600 steps to reach the temple. It is said that when the Lord is offered food with syrup there, he does not take more than half. Within this temple is a conch shell presented by the late king of Tanjore. And it is said that this shell was used by Lord Krishna himself. During the month of March, a great fair takes place in this temple. Last year when we went on the tour of South India, we visited the Pananarasimha temple, climbed up the 600 steps. This is a self-manifested deity in the mountain. And they offer a mixture of gur and water down the mouth of the deity, and it makes a gurgle sound, gurgle, like drinking. But in the conch shell, half of the water remains, and they pour that in a separate container. And this way, the devotees get the direct Mahaprasad remnants of the Pananarasimha deity. There at the base of the Pananarasimha temple, there is also a temple to Lakshmi Narasimha Dev, which was constructed by Yudhisthira Maharaj of the five Pandavas. That's one of the unique temples also in South India. The devotees made a small contribution for the repair of that temple, which had been repaired some 1500 years ago. So here was a temple that had been built 5000 years ago by Yudhisthira and was again repaired after some thousands of years by another Maharaj. So all these temples had been visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The lotus footprint of Lord Chaitanya was also on the side of this Mangalgiri hill established by Shila Umbishnupad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Narasinghe pranati stuti prema veshe kohilo prabhur prabhavilo kachamotkar hailo. In great ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and prayers to Lord Narasimha. The people were astonished to see Lord Chaitanya's influence. Shiva kanchi asiya kohilo Shiva darshan prabhave vaishnav kohilo sabo shaivagan. Arriving at Shiva Kanchi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the deity of Lord Shiva. By his influence, he converted all the devotees of Lord Shiva into Vaishnavas. Purport: the Shiva Kanchi is also known as Kanji Biram, or the Benares of southern India. In Shiva Kanchi, there are hundreds of symbolic representations of Lord Shiva, as well as a temple that is supposed to be very, very old. Vishnu kanchi asi dekhilo lokhi narayan pranam koriya koilo bahutastava. The Lord then visited a holy place known as Vishnu Kanchi. He saw there Lakshmi Narayan deities and he offered his prayers and respects to please them. Many prayers to please them. Purport: Vishnu Kanchi is situated about 5 miles away from Kanji Biram. It is here that Lord Varadaraj, another form of Lord Vishnu, resides. There's also a big lake known as Ananta Sarovar. This Vishnu Kanchi deity of Varadaraja was a very dear deity to Ramanujacharya. And for a long time, Ramanujacharya remained at Vishnu Kanchi worshipping this Varadaraja deity. Only when Jamunacharya was passing away, and then Ramanujacharya went to Sri Rangam, where at that time he got the blessings of Jamunacharya and he made a commitment to fulfill the unfulfilled desires of Jamunacharya to spread Vaishnava Dharma and serve the Lord. Then after that, Ramanujacharya resided at Sri Rangam. At one point, there was a Shaivite king who wanted to arrest Ramanujacharya and have him declare that Shiva was the supreme. If he didn't declare that Shiva was the supreme, then he was going to punish him heavily. So when this Shivite king sent his soldiers to arrest Ramanuja, one of the disciples of Ramanuja gave Ramanuja his saffron cloth, his white cloth, and took on Ramanujacharya's saffron cloth. And Ramanujacharya and some disciples escaped and went to a neighboring kingdom called Melkote, where there was a Jain king. At that time, the disciple of Ramanuja was arrested. They thought that he was Ramanuja. So he was taken to the Shivite king's court, and there was a big debate on who was the Supreme Lord. And in the debate, of course, the Vaishnava didn't compromise and insisted that according to all Vedas, Vishnu was the Supreme. So then the king, he said that because you saved my sister once, I won't kill you, but because of your offense, he had that devotee blinded, thinking he was blinding Ramanujacharya. In fact, the guru of Ramanujacharya was also beaten, and he succumbed to his injuries at that time. In the meantime, Ramanujacharya was preaching in that Jain kingdom, and he converted the Jain king to become a Vaishnava, and that whole kingdom became Vaishnava. Now, even to this day, Melkote, where there's the Yoga Narasimha deity, which was a personal deity worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj, is also situated on a small hillock. Not so small, you have to climb about 400 steps. And there's also some famous tirthas there. There's a very big tank. And there's also some beautiful deities of Vishnu. That became a center of Ramanuja Sampradaya. And now they have their institute for preserving their Sampradayic wealth. They have tens of thousands of original manuscripts of Vedic literatures in palm leaf, as well as the various tikas or commentaries of different acharyas in their line in Sanskrit and in Tamil. And these are preserved very elaborately by that, you know, that odomos oil you use for the anti-mosquito that contains some kind of lemon oil or something. I don't know what the active ingredient is. That same smell is there. That active ingredient in odomos, some lemon oil or something, some kind of oil. That is what they have a special box, and they treat all this palm leaf manuscripts so that the insects won't eat them. And it's very impressive to see how carefully they kept their archives. And they also have printed literature of thousands and thousands of books from their Sampradaya and other Vaishnava and other Sampradayas for reference. And they have about half a dozen Macintosh computers, and they have people doing data entry, putting in all the text into the computer. And they have an institute where they study and do critical analysis of the Shastra, different translations, different versions, why one Purana, according to different Sampradayas, has the five different verses, what's the difference, all technical Pandit analysis. They're very friendly to the devotees. If you ever go there, it's about a two-hour drive from Bangalore. They give you 2 or 3 hours. They give you a nice tour of their facility. You can also see the Yoga Narasimha deity. So this is where Ramanuja escaped from Sri Rangam. Later, when Ramanuja Acharya came back, his disciple who was blind, he had taken shelter in Vishnu Kanchi, and he was worshipping the Bharadaraja deity by singing bhajans in the temple. So every day he would sing bhajans to the deity so nicely. One day the deity asked this devotee that he could have anything he wanted. So the devotee pleaded to please forgive those who had offended him and injured him. Then he went on doing his bhajan, and the second time the deity spoke to the devotee that anything you want you can have. And then he prayed that previously there was another time when people had done offensive things that they could also be forgiven. Never asked for anything for himself. Then this disciple of Ramanujacharya went to see Ramanujacharya in Sri Rangam, fell down at the lotus feet of Ramanuja and offered his obeisances. Then Ramanuja told him that twice the deity offered you whatever you wanted. If the deity offers you the third time such a blessing, you kindly tell the deity that there's some property I have which is not being able to be properly utilized in the service of the Lord because it's defective. And if this property that I own could be kindly repaired and made whole again, then I could utilize it in my devotional service to the Lord. So the devotee went back to this Vishnu Kanchi Bharadaraj temple, and again he was singing bhajans for the deities. So again the deity asked if there was anything he wanted he could have. This time he made that prayer to the deity on behalf of Ramanujacharya, that the Ramanuja had some property which was not complete, and if it could be repaired, and he could use it in the Lord's service. Of course, the property was the disciple, and he wasn't complete. He didn't have eyes. So as soon as that prayer was made, the disciple regained his eyes. It wasn't that he was blind. Eyes had been physically poked out. They were physically restored. And then that devotee could again become the personal secretary, Ramanujacharya. So this deity of Bhargaraj is very merciful, very dear to all the devotees. Prema vesene to gita bohuta korilo dhina dui rohilo ke krishna bhakta koilo. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Vishnu Kanchi for 2 days, he danced and performed kirtan in ecstasy. When all the people saw him, they were converted into devotees of Lord Krishna. Srimalaya deki gela chikala hasti stane Mahadeva dekhi tare korilo praname. After visiting Trimaloy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Trikalahasti. It was there that he saw Lord Shiva and offered him all respects and obeisances. Purport: Trikalahasti is situated about 22 miles northeast of Tirupati. On its northern side is a river known as Suvarnamukhi. The temple of Trikalahasti is located on the southern side of the river. The place is generally known as Trikalahasti or Kalahasti and is famous for its temple of Lord Shiva. There he is called Vayulinga Shiva. Actually, geographically, the places being mentioned are north, south of the Tirupati. When we drive from Madras to Tirupati, we go through this Kalahasti. Actually, so many times I've been driving through the Kalahasti. I never stopped. Now we have to stop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. It's a Vayulinga Shiva. It's important to note how Lord Shiva, Durga, Ganesha, Kartikeya, many other devotees of Lord Vishnu, who are very opulently worshipped in big temples in South India, they are respected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's understood he didn't respect them as being equal to Vishnu, but he worshipped them as devotees. Lord Chaitanya personally in the Bhubaneswar Shiva temple in Bhubaneswar, he established a worship where all the bhoga is offered to Narasimha Dev, and previously it was also offered to Ananta Vasudev deity first, and then the prasad is offered to Lord Shiva. So we take that prasad. The prasad is acceptable. System of worshipping Shiva or other of these great devi, devotees who are powerful devas or devi, is offer first the prasad to the bhoga to Vishnu and then offer them prasad. After they take Vishnu prasad, we take their remnants. In other words, we accept that they are great devotees of Vishnu and as such we worship them as devotees, as Vaishnavas. But the idea that they are independent gods, equal or independent to Vishnu, that is the thing which we don't accept. Otherwise, that they're worshipable, just like we worship the Guru or the previous Acharyas, or we worship some very great Vaishnava. In that sense, they're all worshipable. I know in some of our, in some places in the world where our devotees in the beginning of the movement went, somehow they left the people with someone, I don't know who, but some devotees, somehow in their preaching, left the public with the impression that we are disrespect the devas, you know, and they're preaching, don't worship that demigod, you know. In some places, this word demigod has been like a curse word. I think it means something like a demoniac or something. Actually, deva is just a translation for deva. You have the Parameshwar, Supreme Godhead, and then you have deva. So deva is translated demigod. But somehow, in the preaching, in such a way, even people would go to a Ganesh temple and preach against Ganesh. It's not very intelligent even in a practical sense. And actually, Ganesh is a great devotee. He broke off his own tusk and started to write, was it Mahabharata or Srimad Bhagavatam? Huh? Mahabharata. And, but some say he also wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam too, but anyway. And in fact, there's so many pastimes. I saw a very nice explanation of the word Rameshwara recently in the Prabhupada's. How a Rameshwara, the actual significance means Rama, the Lord of Shiva. Rama, the Lord of Ishwar. And Shiva himself is in so many places worshipping the Lord. So as explained, Prabhupada once explained that there's a way, if you bow down to Vishnu, you bow with your left side. Generally, if you bow down to the Guru, you bow face on, head on. In our ISKCON temples in many places, the Prabhupada deity is just opposite the deity of the Lord. Therefore, we offer left or right. Because if you do straight on, their feet would be towards the deity, like here in Mayapur or Bombay. But at one point, Srila Prabhupada mentioned putting the deity of the Guru in front. So you're bowing the left side to the deity of Vishnu, and Guru is in the front, head on. And then, like in Alima Puru temple, we have like that. And then the Vaishnavas, you offer obeisance with your right side, because all the Vaishnavas are lined up to the right, also bowing down to Vishnu. So when you're bowing down to them with the right side, you're bowing down to Vishnu with the left, simultaneously. So Lord Chaitanya, he was a great unifier. It was not common that a Vishnu sannyasi, a Vaishnava sannyasi, would visit all these Shiva and Shiva family deities, like Skanda, Morgan, Ganesha. There was, as I said, there was such a rivalry at one point between the Shaivites and the Vaishnavas in South India that they literally were kidnapping, blinding, killing. It was like a war going on. But here, Lord Chaitanya, he went to every temple. He went to the Vishnu temple, he went to the Shiva temple, he went to the Durga temple. Of course, in every temple, what was the mantra he chanted? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so this way everyone by seeing his ecstatic chanting and his characteristic, they naturally became Vaishnavas. So the way to win over worshippers of devas who are not clear about the relationship between the devas and Vishnu is actually by following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they see the ecstatic kirtan and participate, then they become attracted. I remember I was preaching from the Bhagavatam, I think it was in Sri Lanka or somewhere, and then one person in one Morgan temple, it's a Kartikeya temple, he said, why you don't quote from Skanda Puran? Why Bhagavat Puran? So then I did a quick search of Prabhupada's books, and I got 65 quotes on Skanda Puran. Beautiful quotes. The next time I gave only a lecture from Skanda Puran, how the two words Hari, these two syllables, when you chant, they steal away all your karmas. How there's so many things that said by chanting the names of Vishnu, all the spiritual blessings are given. So many nice quotes are there, how without worshipping Vishnu, all the worship to the other devas is finished. So don't we think, all from Skanda Puran. So they had nothing to say because this is Kartikeya was speaking all these things. And anyway, Lord Chaitanya's Kalahasti is another famous temple. The devotees, sometimes the gopis, they also prayed to Katyayani, to Devi, to get Krishna as a husband. So the devotees, they don't pray to the devas for material things. They only pray to them for blessings in devotional service to the Lord. We shouldn't criticize the devas. They are great devotees. All we criticize, all we preach against really carefully, tactfully, is considering anyone equal to or greater than Vishnu. That is the point. Paki theta deki koilo siva daro san. Bidra kola tirte tobe kori lagaman. At Pakshi Tirtha, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Shiva. Then he went to the Bridha Kola place of pilgrimage. Purport, this Pakshi Tirtha is also called Tirukadi Kundam and is located 9 miles southeast of Chimli Pat. It has a 500-foot elevation and is situated on a chain of hills known as Veda Giri or Veda Chalam. There is a temple of Lord Shiva there, and the deity is known as Veda Girishwara. It is said that two birds come here daily to receive food from the temple priest, and it is claimed that these birds have been coming since time immemorial. Some devotees went to see this Pakshi Tirtha. Actually, the deity, that birds don't come every day, but they come almost every day. So they're very big birds. I mean, quite big, is what the description I got. But when they come, so you know, most birds are like looking around, kind of nervous and moving. Like these birds kind of scan real slowly and look, and then they take a little prasad and then they fly off. So it's very, they fly right out of sight. So as long as anyone can remember, they've been coming there. There's, some say there was like some curse or something, or they come from a long way and to get prasad. It's kind of a mystery. Obviously there's something, they're waiting for something to happen. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya also visited that Tirtha. So those birds were able to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga! Gauranga! Sweta Baraha Deki Tare Namaskari Pitambara Sivastane Gela Gaurahari. At Vridha Kola, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Sweta Baraha, the white boar. After offering him respects, the Lord visited the temple of Lord Shiva, wherein the deity is dressed with yellow garments. Purport. The temple of the white boar incarnation is situated at Vridha Kola. The temple is made of stone, is located about 1 mile south of an oasis known as Balipitam. There is the deity of the white boar incarnation above whose head Sesha Naga serves as an umbrella. The deity of Lord Shiva is known as Pitambara and is also known as Chidambaram. This temple is located 26 miles south of Kudalora, and the deity there is also known as Akashalinga. The deity is in the form of Lord Shiva. This temple is situated in about 39 acres of land, and all this land is surrounded by a wall 60 feet high. This building is 45 feet high. Where you're sitting is 45 feet, I remember that, 44 feet to be exact. So 60 feet high means, again, the roof of this plus another 2 meters, maybe. Huh? 16 feet above this. So that's the wall, just the wall of the temple. A great fortress. So this is a Baraha, Sweta Baraha deity, white boar. Past 2 years we've been going on tours of South India, visiting some of these holy places. Since it's much hotter in South India than in here. I mean, you think it's hot here right now. You can imagine what it is in South India. When we went even last year to the Mangalgiri to see the Paranarasimha, we could hardly walk up the stairway at 10 in the morning, 9:30, it was so hot. It was burning on the feet already at 9, going up those 600 steps. So I thought that this year it would be too difficult to take devotees to South India, unless he went only to the hill stations. So we're planning to do a Gaurmandal Bhumi, different places mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, doing some preaching in those places also, and then going up to the mountains for a couple of days in the Himalayas for some preaching there also. So that's because it's very hot, but We visited a few of these places. Actually, you can see there's so many places we couldn't visit all. There's so many places in South India that Lord Chaitanya visited. Shiali boi rabhi devi kori darasan kaveri thire aila sochir nandan. After visiting the temple of Shiali Bhairavi, another form of the goddess Durga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mother, the son of Mother Sachi, went to the bank of the river Kaveri. Purport, Shiali Bhairavi is located in the Tanjore district, about 48 miles east of Tanjore city. There's a very celebrated temple of Lord Shiva there, and also a very large lake. It is said that one small boy, a devotee of Lord Shiva, came to that temple, and the goddess Durga, known as Bhairavi, gave him her breast to suck. After visiting this temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the bank of the river Kaveri via the district of Trichinopoly. The Kaveri is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.40 as a very pious river. But the Kaveri River is one of the seven holy rivers of India, the seven most holy rivers. Gosama Jai Shiva Dekhi Aila Vedavan Mahadeva Dekhi Tare Korila Vandan. The Lord then visited a place known as Gosamaja, where he saw Lord Shiva's temple. He then arrived at Vedavana, where he saw another deity of Lord Shiva and offered him prayers. Purport, Gosamaja is a place of pilgrimage for the devotees of Lord Shiva. It is very important and is located next to Vedavan. Amrita Linga Shiva Dekhi Vandana Korilo Shava Shiva Loi Shaiva Vaishnava Hoilo. Seeing the Shiva deity named Amrita Linga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances. Thus he visited all the temples of Lord Shiva and converted the devotees of Lord Shiva into Vaishnavas. Devastane Asi Koilo Vishnu Darshan Sri Vaishnava Sange Taha Goshti Anukan. At Devastan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Vishnu. And there he talked with the Vaishnavas in the disciplic succession of Ramanuja Acharya. These Vaishnavas are known as Sri Vaishnavas. Kumbhakarna Kopale Deki Sarovar Shiva Ketre Shiva Deki Gauranga Sundar. At Kumbhakarna Kapal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a great lake and then the holy place named Shiva Kshetra, where a temple of Lord Shiva is located. Purport, Kumbhakarna is the name of the brother of Ravana. At the present moment, the city of Kumbhakonam is situated 20 miles northeast of the city of Tanjore. There are 12 temples of Lord Shiva located at Kumbhakonam, as well as 4 Vishnu temples and 1 temple to Lord Brahma. Shiva Kshetra within the city of Tanjore is situated near a big lake known as Shiva Ganga. There is a large temple to Lord Shiva there known as Brihatishwar Shiva Mandir. Papanashane Vishnu Kailo Darosan Shiranga Ketre Tove Kodila Gaman. After visiting the holy place named Shiva Kshetra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Papanasana and there saw the temple of Lord Vishnu. Then he finally reached Sri Ranga Kshetra. Sri Ranga Kshetra ki? According to some, the place known as Papanasana was located 8 miles southwest of Kumbhakonam. Others say that in the district of Tinebeli, there is a city known as Palamakota. 20 miles west of there is a holy place known as Papanasana, near the river named the Tamrapani. Sri Ranga Kshetra is a very famous place. Actually, there's really no time.
I have to continue with Sri Ranga Kshetra tomorrow.